This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This whole thing is going to take a while, perhaps a long while. There's a ton of unknowns, but there is a roadmap, a process set in place for this kind of secession. But having a process doesn't mean it's not going to get ugly. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the Brexit nuts and bolts.
Imagine a couple announcing plans to divorce. But for now, nobody is moving anywhere. The British are in the EU until they negotiate their way out, says Derek Wyatt, retired law professor at Oxford.
There's no legal way for the UK to start stopping, for example, somebody from Poland who has just arrived today, and by the same token, British goods, British banking services are being marketed all over Europe today.
In the next few months, London plans to invoke Article 50. That's a clause in the EU Charter that starts the formal exit talks. And that starts a countdown. Within 2 years, they need a deal on the divorce terms. What happens to, say, the cross-border banks or shared fishing waters? Can Brits in continental Europe stay on? Can Poles or Italians in the UK? Here's law professor Gavin Barrett at University College in Dublin.
They have the right to be in each other's states by reason of the Treaty on the European Union, and yet that treaty now is being taken away. And with it, their right to be in each other's countries will go unless something is negotiated.
The EU and the UK could choose to keep a lot of the old links in place. They do have a long, entangling economic alliance, says Tim Oliver at the London School of Economics.
It's a bit like the Eagles Hotel California, that you can check out any time you like, but you can never really leave. But the EU is not something that you kind of just pick yourself up from and leave very quickly.
Now, if 2 years pass and there's no deal, the UK automatically gets booted from the EU club. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.